having left Breton for literally about 4 or 5 years, we came back together with a sketch show that we did for a mutual friend to fill in a gap at this Christmas season of plays that was called, it was called I Wish I'd Seen That, and it was plays from the Fringe that year that were being put on again as a kind of, you know, revamping of all these quite successful plays that had been on the Fringe, and there was a gap in this lineup, and our friend said, why don't you put on some of these sketches that you've always had and characters that you've written and stuff, because we had all this as a backlog, never ever performed it, but had it just because we were all writing and acting our own little things. And so as a kind of cheat, as if to say it had been on in the year, we put it on at the end of 95, Christmas 95, and that was the start of the League of Gentlemen. It wasn't called that then, it was called, we just called the show This Is It, and we did this hour of sketches, and it went down really well, and we were really pleased with it, and we thought, let's do it in Edinburgh, because that was the next big thing, Edinburgh Festival, for us and for the League, and we left 96, we didn't go to Edinburgh. Oh, no, we did, we went at 96, we took a show to Edinburgh, and that was an hour of this, of the best material, because what we did, we booked this theatre in the Maida Vale in London, and we booked every Monday night for about 8 weeks, and we wrote and changed a quarter of the material that we were performing every week for all those weeks, and then by the end of that run we had what we thought was like an hour of really good stuff. We picked it and made that our hour of best of sketches for Edinburgh.
Right.
And we took that to Edinburgh, and that we did really well. It was exactly like everyone expected, and tells you Edinburgh is. I'd never been before, so it was really exciting for me. But it was, you know, we went with nothing. We did our own publicity. We put posters up and did all that. And the first few previews we had three people. It was like the two of the technical people that were doing the lights and Jeremy, our other fourth member who was watching and doing, and so it was like no audience. And then we got a brilliant review in the Scotsman, and it was like they say it happens. From then on, we literally sold out. I mean, it was only 80 seats. It was in the attic in the Pleasance, but it was still amazing. Probably the most exciting time, really. Even looking back now, we've had such bigger, prestigious awards since then. The year after that, we won the Perrier, and that was amazing. And then our TV series has now won the Golden Rose of Montreux, and that's such a huge international award, but it never really has beaten the excitement of when it was just starting out and running for those papers and reading the reviews when it was first happening, and it was like the people actually like it, not just our friends, because that's all we'd ever done it to. In London, it was always like goodwill from people turning up and watching the same show week after week.